human rights activist Amira Osman was detained on Saturday night by a group of Sudanese armed men who reportedly took her to an unknown location. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus in Khartoum, Amani Osman, the sister to Amira, confirmed her sister was arrested by a group of Sudanese armed security operatives who allegedly terrorized the family during the incident. Amani says her family were told Amira is detained at Omdurman Prison for Women. She says none of the family members have been allowed to visit her.
Amira is a person of special needs. She needs special care, including her bed and her toilet as well. She is unable to use the toilet as an ordinary person. She is still under treatment and she needs to take the drugs daily. She is very active in the resistance committee, and I think she has been arrested due to her activities in the resistance.
Amira, who heads the Sudanese women advocacy group No to Women Oppression Initiative, has been vocal in advocating for women participation in Sudan during the rule of the ousted President Omar al-Bashir. The initiative had played a significant role in fighting laws and regulations that restricted the rights of women in Sudan, including the Public Order Act. Amani says the arrest of her sister is a clear violation of human rights. She says the actions of security forces shows brutality of the Sudanese military.
What happened to Amira can happen to any Sudanese citizen or home. Security keeps on breaking into houses, shops, and looting property. You can't imagine the terror and fear we are living in now after the arrest of Amira.
Ehsan Abdullah is an executive member of the No to Women Oppression Initiative. She condemned the arrest of her leader and urged the authorities in Sudan to grant Amira her right to medical attention and a lawyer. Abdullah says Amira's detention is illegal and the military leaders should release her or charge her in the court of law.
We will organize a peaceful protest and write a statement on this incident. We will address all the security organs and human rights institutions. We will also organize a press conference to shed light on the violation of rights of Amira as a human and a woman.
Abdullah says activists will continue to demonstrate against the military rule until a civilian-led government is established in Sudan.
The right to peaceful protest and expression is a constitutional right of all nations. I think we are under a new dictatorship once again because they suspended the constitution and the democracy in the country. They have been using all types of excessive force against the protesters, including live bullets.
Pro-democracy protesters rejected the October 25th military takeover and continued with their demand for a civilian rule. The Central Committee for Sudanese Doctors say more than 70 pro-democracy protesters have been killed since October 25th military coup, prompting reactions from judges who petitioned the military over excessive use of force on protesters. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.